What happens when you have a spark with someone, but you don't have a name or number? How do you get back in touch with them?
No, you do it a little typey-type. You send it off to the internet. We find it and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connection.
All right, man for woman to the redhead at the yard sale. We crossed paths at your yard sale about a week ago.
Oh, it's her yard sale. Okay. Yeah.
You were tall, beautiful, bright hair, tank top, shorts, tattoo on your shoulder that looked like a tiger or something.
Rare.
I'm 37, single, kid-free, medium build, non-smoker, gamer. And according to several people who have no reason to lie to me, good-looking gent.
Nice!
So when I saw you, I thought bingo bango.
I'm gonna shoot my shot.
Then I spotted the framed, signed Robert Downey Jr. picture and a Tupperware water pitcher.
Wow!
I figured this was my moment.
Gotta have those.
I skipped the small talk and went straight into business. How much for both?
Oh, wow. Make me a deal.
You said $10 for the picture.
Oh.
And $3 for the Tupperware pitcher.
Sounds like great pricing.
$13 total.
Okay.
Cute.
Uh-oh.
She thinks this is my first rodeo.
Is he gonna haggle with his love interest?
I countered $5.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's a low ball.
You scoffed and came back with $10 for both, and that's final. Wanting to establish myself as a take-charge individual, I said there was absolutely no way I could accept that offer, and that $6 was the best I could do. Then I pulled 6 sweaty, crumpled $1 bills out of my pocket to show you I meant it.
No, that doesn't make you look like a take-charge guy. That makes you look cheap. And kind of sweaty.
Now listen, in hindsight, this is where I may have lost you.
1000% yes.
When you told me to hang on while you help someone else, I yelled at you, lady, you're going to lose my business.
Wow, the train's fully off the tracks at this point.
You grabbed the items out of my hand and told me to leave.
Okay, bye-bye then.
So yeah, sorry about that. But I haven't stopped thinking about you for the past week. I don't know where you moved to.
Oh.
But if this is somehow finds you, I'd love the chance to apologize properly.
Also,
take you to dinner.
You still have that Robert Downey Jr. picture signed. I really wanted that.
Maybe we could see where things go. And yes, if you still have that Robert Downey Jr. signed picture,
I knew it.
I'd happily take it off your hands for $5.
Oh, $5 still. He's still haggling.
Good luck with the move, Red.
That's not happening for him. He's not getting the picture or a date.
I mean, to find an autographed Robert Downey Jr. framed photo.
That is a bargain price. Only $10.
And a Tupperware water pitcher.
She was going to throw that in for free.
I know. It's
Craigslist Missed Connection. He's not a smart man.
No.
Bless his heart, though. To the handsome man in the black car, woman for man.
Okay.
We met at a stop sign.
Okay.
Which is not normally where I expect to meet a potential love interest. I was completely stopped when you rear-ended me.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm starting to feel a little triggered.
I was going to say, this is hitting a little too home for you.
Thankfully, nobody was hurt. My bumper survived. We exchanged insurance information just in case.
Yes.
I was initially prepared to give you a full lecture about paying attention behind the wheel. And then I saw you.
Oh.
Dark hair.
Oh.
Stubble.
Oh.
No wedding ring.
Oh.
Light blue polo shirt. Attractive 30-something man sitting in a black car. Suddenly, my anger melted.
There you go.
You immediately apologized and explained that you were texting your mom, thought I had already gone through the intersection. First of all, texting while driving? Naughty.
Oh.
Second of all, you were texting your mom? That is unexpectedly adorable. Apparently, my standards have reached the point where good communication with another's mother is a turn-on.
Yes.
We exchanged phone numbers before going our separate ways, supposedly for insurance purposes.
Yes.
But it's been a while now, and I have to admit, I haven't stopped thinking about you.
Oh.
I'm 46, divorced, and apparently very open to finding romance at a four-way stop.
Okay.
So if you're single, and that phone number wasn't strictly for insurance purposes.
Right.
I'd love to see you again.
Yes.
Maybe we could grab a drink.
Yes.
Get to know each other while without involving Geico.
Yes.
Yes.
Without involving Geico.
And if we do eventually meet again, I'd prefer the next time you rear-end me to be entirely on my terms. There it is.
I was wondering if there was going to be a rear-end joke, and there it was. There it was. She didn't disappoint.
Ends with that.
She didn't disappoint.
That's the closer.
All right, so whether you're looking for the tattooed redhead who's getting rid of the Robert Downey Jr. autograph picture.
We'll never see either again.
No, unfortunately not.
No.
Or you just want the nice-looking gentleman to rear-end you.
That might have said she's got his digits.
She's got his number, yep. It's Craigslist Missed Connection.